I'm Kaya.
And I'm Aspen.
And we're Burning the Disco Down.
Hey, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome back.
I hope everyone's having a good week.
It's kind of like the weirdest time of year right now.
Yeah, I'm not having a good time.
Oh.
Well, I mean, in general, I'm fine. I'm okay. Just right now, in this exact moment, I'm not well. But that's my own fault, so.
Yeah, we'll get into that in our life update. But if you guys, like, feel kind of weird right now, just know we see you, we hear you, and we feel for you. Because February's weird.
It's always the fake spring.
Yeah.
Because it comes in. Also, something that's really pissing me off about Colorado. Also, actually, you know what?
Let us hear it.
Have you listened to Jake Shane's podcast?
Nope, I need to. Okay, it's on my
it's
list.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. Like, he slays. It's so good. But he does a therapist section where he talks about what he's mad about. And I love that he does
Should
that.
Should we start doing that?
Because I would love to talk about things that are making me mad.
Okay, maybe we should do that.
I don't know what we're going to call it. Mad Woman?
Yeah, Mad Woman. Wait, this is so good. This is so good. Okay, Someone write that down.
Shout out to Jake Shane because I'm going to copy this segment on your podcast because I think it's so funny.
But ours will never be as good as yours.
No, literally never. He's just the funniest person alive. And also their submissions are absolutely batshit crazy. Like, they get the craziest submissions on that podcast. It's so funny. Anyway, okay, so I'm going to be a Mad Woman for a second.
Okay.
Colorado has the fake spring, as many states do. However, this happens every year, I feel like, where it's so nice during the week. And then it's as soon as the weekend comes, it snows.
Yep.
It's always the weekend.
That's how last weekend was.
It's so frustrating.
It's literally always like that. And I remember when I worked in an office every single day, I was so mad because I would look out the window and it'd be like sunny and 60. And this finally, when I got off work, it was snowing.
Yes, exactly. It's so, oh my God, it makes me like so angry.
But this weekend is supposed to be nice.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Well, knock on wood.
Yeah.
But that is something that you should be mad about because that's
it's
annoying.
So frustrating because I'm like, you just today were like, it's so nice. And I'm like, I haven't left my couch today.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Work week.
But then, of course, you know,
last weekend.
Friday, snow. It'll be snow. Yeah. I feel like this happens every year.
Yeah, it happens every. I don't know why. It's like the weather literally knows.
No, exactly. It's so frustrating.
But yeah, you have anything else you want to be mad about?
Let's see. I'm sure I do, but at the moment, that's pretty much it.
I have something that I want to be mad about.
Okay.
So, I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast, but I love doing yoga.
Yes.
And the other day, I took a yoga sculpt class.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like, you know, you use weights, but you're still doing like yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, like, I've taken them before and I've always liked them.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I took this class. I don't know how this teacher has a job. Well, okay, something about me is I hate, like, lifting,
right?
And I hate
loud
music,
okay,
like when I'm working out, because I think it triggers me to when I used to dance, and like I hate when they yell at me because I think that also like triggers me.
Yeah, it took me a while to get past that.
Like, I need it to be like quiet and like calm, and like the thing about I love about yoga is it's very like relaxing, but you're still like working out. And so I went to this yoga sculpt class. Well, you probably can't even call it yoga because of what we had to do in that class, but it was like a normal warm up, and I was like, okay. And then, also, I usually do 45 minutes, and this one was an hour, and that's just like so long
for
me to focus.
Yeah,
like,
no, I
get it. It's just like hard to like focus on one thing for that long for some reason. But, so then he's like, okay, we're gonna start getting into the class now. And I was like, oh my God, we weren't already? Okay. And then he was like, just so you know. Yeah. I was like, okay, I'm literally sweating. Also, the yoga classes that I take are heated, so it's like 100 degrees
right,
and humid.
Right.
So like that's why I like it, because like you're sweating, but like you're bare, like you're not doing anything like that hard, you know, because you're like sweating so bad you couldn't be or you would pass out. And so he was like, just so you guys know, I come from a personal training background, and like this is going to be different than any yoga class you've ever taken. And I was like, this is where I knew things were going to be bad.
Okay,
I
feel like I should put that in the class description.
I know, or but like it's like this, the class.
Trainer bio.
Yeah, like trainer, like I probably could have looked that up, but like, I don't know. I just went in blind.
Okay, well.
But yeah, so it was the hardest workout I've ever done. And he literally made us do burpees, which I didn't. Also, everything that he made us do, I didn't do it because I didn't want to.
I never do burpees.
No,
burpees
I literally like
out, I'll do like a push up or something.
No, I literally was doing jumping jacks because I was like, I'm not doing that. Yeah. And then like it kept going and I was like dying. Like I was about to pass out. So I stopped doing jumping jacks and I just kind of stood there and I was like, okay.
It's like a hit class.
No, it literally was. It was horrible.
That's not even a sculpt.
No,
like,
there. And then at the end, we finally did downward dog and I was like,
so you just did a weightlifting class.
Yeah, it was literally a weightlifting class with like cardio, but okay. It was hot. And so like I kept feeling I was gonna pass
like
out.
You know what F45 is?
Yeah.
It's like F45 but hot.
Yeah.
F45 scares me, but I've always wanted to try it.
I just know I would hate that.
If any of you guys do F45?
One of my friends does it and she is obsessed.
Okay, but I wanna know from like I wanna know how it is when you go the first time.
Yeah.
I know you're obsessed now, but yeah. Like the act of actually going there makes you wanna die.
Yeah.
Like once you're in it. Sure, but like how do you prepare yourself for that, because it's like a lot.
No, yeah, like really that's like
but
my
I do
nightmare.
Try it because I think I would enjoy it, but
yeah, I feel like you would like that, like you like lifting.
Yeah, I'm a big lift and hit person. I do like hit.
I can't but
like I would be so nervous to go in there the first time. So if any of you weren't going, let me know how your first time was, please. Thank you.
They have to like really dumb it down for you the first time, I feel.
Yeah.
Like the instructor like has to help you, but anyways, it was like minute 55 or like 50 and it was like, you guys, the music was like, okay, you know like dubstep when it mm-hmm. doesn't have any words?
Mm-hmm.
Blasting dubstep, like boom.
Yeah,
boom,
I feel like that was like I feel like that was just a mislabeled class.
No, I know, and we were doing deadlifts. It was little. I looked around and I was like, where's the yoga?
Yeah,
like why
what?
Did I bring my mat?
Yeah,
it was so bad. And then I was like in the worst mood after, and I just like, I know that was probably my own fault for not really looking at it, but like every class,
but it shouldn't have even been titled.
Yeah, like it shouldn't, like that instructor shouldn't be able to do that class.
Yeah, that was
because people were, I could tell other people were like, what's going
else.
On
like, you can't
yeah.
call it sculpt yoga or yoga sculpt, whatever, you have to call it something else.
Yeah, and like I always go to the same place and all the instructors teach it different, and so like there just needs to be like more.
Yeah,
like you need to know what you're getting into.
Yeah,
because sometimes I go and I'm like, that was amazing, like it was like you pretty much just do yoga but you're holding weights.
I feel like you just have
good.
To pay attention to
yeah like the
instructor
teachers.
You like
yeah
just go during that instructor's time, but yeah, that's really annoying.
But anyway, that
yeah,
was what
funny.
Made me mad.
That's fair.
Valid. I love this new segment.
Yeah, thanks Jake Shane.
Thank you Jake. Okay, onto a happier note. Okay, do you want to tell us your life update? The girls that live in delusion segment,
there
we go. Where we say our life updates.
I was like, we have to intro the segment. Yeah, I went to Michigan this past weekend. I got to see my best friend from college, my roommate of like 3 years. It was so much fun. I'm like super close with her family, so it was great to see everybody. And it was just like so funny because I'm in such a different stage of, I mean we all are, but like my life is so different now than it was
yeah,
when I was
weird.
There. And it's also funny because I lived there during COVID for a few weeks before I moved back to Virginia, so like staying in that room again, I was like, oh
yeah.
I was like working from
weird.
Home in there and I was like, oh god. But it was super fun. I got to, oh, she did in fact ask me to be her bridesmaid.
Oh, yeah.
everyone cheered.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. And then I met a lot of the groomsmen too this weekend. I had met some of them previously, but I met most of the rest of them this weekend. And then I met her fiance's like whole family this weekend too, which was fun. And then yesterday, we're recording this on Monday, but yesterday was Sunday, and I went to the bridal expo with her, and there was like this huge bridal expo in the Ford Field. If any of you guys went to the Eras Tour in Detroit, that's where it was. And we, for whatever reason, started drinking and went to brunch at 9 a.m. and the expo didn't start until noon and my flight was at like 6:30. So I was drinking all day yesterday and I was not well by the time I landed back in Denver.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
Drinking when you're going on vacation, like on the airplane, is so fun.
Yeah.
But then if you're like drunk on the way back, it's
yeah,
like
it
the
was
worst
bad.
Feeling that could
it was,
ever
it
happen.
It was really
to
bad.
You.
I mean, I had so much fun yesterday. Like I had a blast yesterday, but it was
worth
really,
it.
Really, it was, yeah, it was rough. I was still feeling it this morning. So not my best choice.
That's fun though.
It was fun. How are you living in delusion this week?
I honestly don't know.
I've been talk just about like, your Star Wars show.
Oh my god. On Friday, you guys. Okay, well, my favorite thing in the whole world is to do like dinner on a show. Like, but shows are expensive.
Right.
But I don't even know how to like preface this. Like, I don't know how to begin this, but okay. So a while ago, my boyfriend's friends are like obsessed with Star Wars, as boys are, I guess. Mm-hmm. And like, I've seen Star Wars, but like not enough to like, mm-hmm. you know,
same.
Like, I love Harry Potter. Yeah. Like, that's like my thing. But like Star Wars, I'm like, okay, like I know the characters, but like, I don't really know that well.
Like, I've seen them all.
Yeah. Like, they're like, good. And like, don't get me wrong. I think it's like an incredible film and a great story, but like, it's just not my like obsession. And so, I went with my friends and it's a Star Wars themed burlesque show.
And that was, I literally on Friday was like out to dinner with my college roommate and her family. And I just get a text from Aspen that says, I'm at a Star Wars burlesque show. And I'm like, what? Because I'm like, Aspen doesn't like Star Wars.
No.
Who is she with at this thing? Like, this is such a weird demographic of like people.
Yeah. We like found this a while ago, and because like friends of a friend were like, you guys have to go see this, like it sounds so insane and like weird, but like it's such a good show. And they travel around the whole country, and now they're going abroad, and they're like this huge production. And so we were like, it was like pretty expensive too, so we're like, okay, we'll give it a chance. And I like grew up dancing, obviously, so I've been to like burlesque shows before, and like you have to be, I think you have to be like 18 or maybe 21 to be able to go, because they are like pretty naked. Like, I'll just leave it at that. But it's kind of like a strip show, but like, it's not like you're going to a strip club, because it's like classy, you know, like it's like they're actually dancing.
Yeah.
And so like, you can appreciate like the dancing, like the production. You just have to like get over the fact that they're like pretty much naked.
Right.
But we were like, so I'd been to burlesque shows, so I like knew what to expect there, but I was like, how the heck are they going to put Star Wars in this? Because it's just going to be like so weird and cringy. And so we went, and you guys, it was one of the best shows I've ever seen. I don't even know, like coming from someone who like doesn't know anything about Star Wars, I was like, this is not going to be for me. Like, it's going to be cool to see the dances, but like, I just don't think it's going to be for me. But they label it as a like parody.
Oh.
So they have a host who's like this really funny guy. I think he had to have been like a comedian or something, and he was like making jokes and like kind of incorporating Star Wars. Like, he was wearing like a Star Wars like outfit, and then he would like introduce each like number. And oh my god, they must have had so much money to put this on, because it was like a Broadway show. Like, the production was crazy. It looked like they brought their own stage.
Okay.
So like, it was like kind of a makeshift like warehouse turned into like, they had like a bar and everything,
yeah,
but like they had brought their own like stage. Okay. And everything.
I was like, what venue did they do this at? Like,
but yeah, if you guys are over the age of, I think you have to be 21, it's called, I'm scared to tell you what it's called,
I need to know,
it's called The Empire Strips Back. And that's like, you just can't go in with any expectations. It was incredible. And like, coming from someone with like a performance like background, like the lighting, the like the soundtrack was so good. It was like,
did they write the song?
No. They used like they had Nicki Minaj, like Miley Cyrus. Okay. Like, it was like, you know, songs
question.
You would make like, dances to. The choreography was incredible. The dancers were so good. They had guys and girls. And then they had like costumes that were like, half of the costumes were like really cool. Like, they had like robot like pieces on people that were like really like high tech and cool, and then half the costumes were like funny.
Yeah.
But like, the host was good at like establishing between like, this dance is gonna be like serious and like really good, and then this dance is gonna be like funny.
Yeah.
And like, they kind of involved the crowd, and like, it was just like a good show overall. Like, you left feeling like happy.
Yeah.
And so, just don't judge a book by its cover, and so everyone funny. Should go. I think they're literally going to Paris next. Like,
damn.
I know. But
that's so funny.
Yeah, that's my life update.
Love. What a great life update.
It's not something I ever thought I would ever
this
go
is what
to.
Happens when we're off of Taylor Fest for
like,
a few weeks.
We start doing weird things.
Yeah. We can't be trusted.
No.
Oh, I also bought another jelly cat.
Oh yeah.
I got a strawberry at the airport because I was drunk at the airport. And I went into the wrong oh my god, I forgot to tell you this.
Oh god.
So there's two lines, but like, the way that the Detroit airport is set up, or at least the terminal that Southwest is in, it's so small, and it's like each security line was like 40 seconds away from each other. It was so weird. And I went to one and it had clear, but not TSA pre-check. And I was like, okay, where's I had to ask the guy. Also, I was drunk, so of course I asked the guy because, like, I had no shame. So I literally was like, where's the... Oh, I just scratched the mic, so that sounds bad. Sorry. I said, oh, like, where's TSA pre-check? And he was like, down there, 40 seconds down the hall. And I was like, oh, perfect. Seconds. That's what he said to me. I said, okay, perfect. I walked down there. And then I'm assuming it's, like, Denver where there's one security line that's only TSA pre-check.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, that's what it sounded like because I was like, what do you mean? Like, there's not one at that other... one right down the hallway. Yeah. So why would it be whatever? So I get in line and the guy's checking my ID and he's like, well, you have TSA pre-check. And I was like, is this not TSA? Again, I'm drunk. Like I have had upwards of like 10 drinks at this point. I've been drinking since like 9 a.m. and at this point it's 7 p.m. Like I have been drinking all day. So I get there and he's like, you need to be in TSA pre-check. And I'm like, well, this is TSA pre-check, isn't it? And he was like, no, it's over that rope. So like it was a separate line for TSA pre-check within the line, you know? But he was like, you want to just duck under there? And I was like, yeah, okay. So I literally, I'm just like squatting. You went
over airport security rules.
No, literally, I just squatted and ducked under the rope and went into the line. But it's funny because this is not the first time this has happened to me at the Detroit airport. There was one time I went out on a Thursday night and I got so drunk and I had to fly to Chicago the next morning for a concert. And I was in the Detroit airport and I went to the employee security line. And they were like, you can't be in this line. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm just really hungover. Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, that Detroit airport has seen me at my worst. But I was like, I had to duck under the line and go in. And it was like, that was my first mistake. And then I saw the store with the jelly cats.
That was the first win of the day.
And I was, again, intoxicated. And I was like, yeah, I need that strawberry. So here we are.
And now here he or she is, or they.
We don't know. It's a mystery.
I think you should name it February.
Well, that's cute.
Because you got in February, yeah, and it kind of looks like a Valentine.
Yeah, it's very Valentine's-esque.
Cute.
It's so cute. It's going to be so cute with my little acorn and my cat.
Oh, they can, like, cuddle up.
The next one I get has to be an animal, so I can balance out the food-to-animal ratio.
I told Kaya every time I come over to her apartment, they have, like, a lot of stuffed animals, and they all, like, look at me as I walk in.
Their eyes follow you.
Literally. It's like, okay.
No, it's actually very concerning.
No, like, there's one over there.
Like, if you just, and also the eyes on that one are literally pointed at you. And the
birds.
Yeah, the birds. It's the birds.
Like, they're all so cute. Don't get me wrong.
But yeah, no, you're right.
But it's just funny.
I
mean, just
looking here, I can count 1, 2, 3, 4. Like,
you
could
just see them everywhere.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
People probably think you have, like, a wall. They're very spread out. Like, it looks, it doesn't look scary.
It's just because we're sitting on my couch.
Yeah, like, we're seeing our whole apartment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's also like dog toys and cat toys that are obviously animals. Yeah, yeah, so yeah. That doesn't help our case either.
Okay, moving on to our next segment. Obsessive little me. What are you obsessed with?
This week, I am obsessed with... Well, I forgot my AirPods on the... for the plane this weekend, which is a real bummer, and I just hadn't listened to music in so long, and I was listening to music on the way back from the airport yesterday finally, and I was like, oh my god, wait, this is so nice. It's been so long. I'm obsessed with Beyonce's new song Texas Hold'em.
So good.
She slayed. It's so good. I'm also obsessed with a song called Austin. It's another country song.
Oh.
But it's by this girl. I think her name's like Dasha or Dasha. Please hold. I thought I had just listened to it. She's like on TikTok. Yeah, Dasha. She's on TikTok and then she like made a little line dance to it.
Oh, cute.
And it's so addicting and I want to learn the dance because it's like so addicting, but I'll give you a snippet.
Let's do it.
Let me get into the song.
Oh, I like this.
Just give me a second. This part.
I love it. This is the country that I like.
Yeah, I love a pop country.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's really good. She's really popular on TikTok. I think her whole album just came out, so I might have to give that a listen.
Oh my god, yeah. She sounds like really good.
Yeah, love. But
love her.
It's cute. I'm also obsessed with, there's a new food item at Taco Bell. It's like a chicken enchilada. No. Not enchilada. Empanada, my god.
Oh.
Okay. I'm not okay. I have like 2 brain cells left. It's like a shredded chicken and cheese empanada.
Ooh.
And it's so crispy. I had it last night.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And it's so crispy, but like since it's shredded chicken, it's like mixed in with the cheese, so it's all melted together and it doesn't get weird, you know, because like sometimes
yeah
it can get a little creepy, but you like you can't even tell because it's all mixed together, and it comes with a spicy ranch.
Oh
my god,
you could get me to eat anything with a spicy
ranch.
It's so good
and they used to have a shredded chicken quesadilla, and I don't know why they got rid of it, because it was that same chicken, and the shredded chicken is just so much better than their regular chicken. But anyway, you guys should try it, it's really
good.
Delish. It was like perfectly crispy, the filling
and
was
spicy
good.
spicy ranch
it was delicious.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
My favorite thing right now is a book called Everything's Fine, and it's by Cecilia Rabess. I don't really know how to say her last name, but
naturally
it's a very well-written book, and it's like kind of romancy, but it also deals with a lot of like political problems. Like, it's basically about like these two people that are like fall in love, spoiler alert, but they really, really like opposing political views. And like, I'm making this book sound so boring.
It's like Purple Hearts.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Have you never heard of Purple Hearts?
No.
Okay, well, keep going.
Maybe it's like that.
Yeah, it is.
But I mean, it's just like, really, it just like follows their like they're just out of college and they're just like have different jobs and like they go through different things, and like it always comes back to like they're fighting about like politics, but like they're in love, they're like so in love, and like it's just like a really well written book, and I'm almost done with it, and
that's
highly recommend.
It couldn't be me, I don't think.
If you're looking for like a, I know it's like crazy though, because it's like a very thought provoking book, because like she's so, the girl is like very liberal and like super like, yeah, just like extremely like believes in what she believes in, and then he's very like financy, like Republican, like believes in like what he believes in. It's very like economy based.
Yeah.
And like they'll have like conversations where I'm like, this is a real conversation that people would have.
Yeah.
And it's not like this book could have gone really wrong, right. I feel like, but like it was so well written. Like you feel like it's like real, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just very interesting. And it's like, I don't like reading about politics because I feel like we like live in it. And so like, it's like I read to like zone out, but this is like an interesting take on it that like I enjoy. So,
Well, for your reference, Purple Hearts it's a movie on Netflix.
Okay.
It's also a book.
Okay.
But it's about I think we've talked about this before, I swear.
I've never heard of this.
It's about a girl who needs health insurance, and she's super liberal.
Okay.
And then she marries a guy in the army to get his health insurance.
Oh.
Yeah, but he's Republican, or like some of the stuff he says is like Republican and problematic. So they like butt heads, but then they fall in love.
Oh damn.
The movie made me cry, I'm gonna be honest. At first
it's such an interesting,
but
like,
it came out like 2 years ago, and I remember it came out and I like heard some of the stuff that he had said, and I was like, I cannot watch this, like it'll just piss me off. And then Amber and I watched it a few weeks ago, and I was like, okay, you know what,
yeah,
you can put anything in a rom-com and I'll be set. Let's be honest, like I mean at that point it's just, but it ended up being good. He was like, I mean he wasn't like disrespectful or anything.
No, and
he
like this book, like the same thing, like it's not disrespectful, it's just like the conversations that they have are like interesting.
Yeah,
but yeah, love
enemies to lovers. You don't usually like enemies to lovers.
I know, they weren't ever really, well I guess they kind of were enemies, but like they're mostly just friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, they just always had, like, different political views.
Yeah.
And, yeah, then they fell in love. But it's, like, also interesting, like, I don't know, just, like, going through, like, their jobs, and it just, like, follows, like, more than just, like, their politics, like, their personal lives.
Interesting. What have you been streaming?
What have I been streaming? Beyonce.
Yeah.
Beyonce's new music.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've also been streaming the like new version of Noah Kahan's album.
Oh my god. I've all the Post Malone one. Yeah. I've been listening to that one.
Yeah.
And yeah,
I just love that album.
Yeah, it's so good. That was like really genius of him.
Yeah.
Like that's so smart.
I know. I'm like scared for his next album, cuz this one was just like so big and so iconic. Even though it's not his first album, it's just like,
it'll be good. I feel like that's what like people were with Olivia Rodrigo, and like the next one was even better.
Yeah.
Okay, on to our burning questions, where you submit your anonymous questions, concerns. Well, maybe not concerns.
I mean, sometimes
comments,
they're concerns,
stories,
whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever you want to say. If you just want to say hey,
it's just pretty much when we get to yap. with you.
And this is like one of my favorite parts anonymously of doing the podcast.
Yeah, it's so fun.
So everyone please write in. The link's in our bio. Okay, this person says, hi, Kaya and Aspen.
I'm so excited for this one.
I'm a junior in college and I have had a thing with this guy for the past month or so. He's super flirty and charismatic, and now I'm low-key down bad for him. Wait, down bad? Isn't that a Taylor Swift new song?
Oh, yeah.
Love. Just when I was about to make a move and try to take things to the next level, I found out that he has a long-distance GF from middle of fucking nowhere, Indiana.
In all caps.
Yeah, I was like...
Whoever wrote this and the way you wrote it made me laugh.
It's so good. His friends say he never talks about her and is planning on ending things, but I don't know. Any advice? Anyways, thanks, babes. Loves listening to you guys fangirl about the same stuff I'm obsessed with every week. LOL. Thanks for writing in, first of all.
I literally read this and I was like, oh, I've got some thoughts.
Like, my heart kind of hurts for you.
No, I have thoughts.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Let's flash
first of all, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, that sucks. Second of all, I'll tell you a tale that's similar but not quite the same.
I love a story time.
I feel like every time I tell a story from college, it's like the most concerning.
No, literally, I'm always like, okay, are like, you okay?
I was not okay. Like, now that I'm thinking, like, my frontal lobe was not developed. I was not well. There was this guy I was talking to, and he was, okay, we were friends at first, and we were always, same thing, like, very flirty. And I found out that he had a girlfriend, and they were just long distance, too, and they had been dating since, like, I don't know, a while. But he told me they were in an open relationship, which, first of all, I don't know why I bought that. That was, again, frontal lobe was not developed.
And second of all, why would you want to be with someone who's in an open relationship?
Frontal lobe was not developed. I wasn't thinking. Like, there was no, it was bad. But he, God, this is so bad. Okay. So that happened. And I don't know why I believed him. We never, like, hooked up or, like, did anything. We just were always really flirty. And he was friends with a guy that I ended up talking to, like, actually. And so when I started talking to his friend, he got pissed off for whatever fucking reason. Because he literally had literally a whole relationship. Yeah, he's an idiot. And they had, like, beef then. And we went out one night, and I think I was with the guy that was in an open room. Like, I was back. We all went together. But I, like, went to go get a drink or something with the guy that was in the open relationship. And then the guy that I was talking to got pissed off. And, no.
Boys are so
no,
stupid.
No, this is the craziest. I always forget that this happened. And then they had a physical altercation outside. They literally physically fought. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. You quite literally are in a relationship. And then... yeah, they fought. The guy that was in the open relationship bit the other guy on the shoulder during the fight.
What?
And he had mono at the time. And so then the guy I was talking to...
This story is getting crazy.
The guy that I was talking to was so stressed that he was going to get mono. And it was so funny. He didn't. But it was just so
funny.
He
should have.
It was like the most unserious thing in the whole world. I was like, you guys, I think I just left and I went back to the dorm because I was like,
oh,
what the fuck?
Oh my God, that is the weirdest story I've ever heard.
Anyways, in this scenario... definitely don't do anything until you know for sure that they broke up. I think it's weird that he didn't disclose this information to begin with.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest, I hate him.
Like, the fact that he was doing that and you found out later that he had a girlfriend is weird to me.
And, like,
that's a red flag.
Yeah,
for sure.
Everything about this is just giving so many red flags. Like, his friend saying that he never talks about her and is planning on anything's like, then why hasn't he? You know?
It's just, yeah, be smarter than me. That's a red flag for sure.
Just focus on you. And what I would do if I were you, I know this is going to be hard to hear, but I would just cut him off or just, like, send him a message or tell him and just be like, hey, I know you have a girlfriend and, like, I don't want to be like this other girl that you're talking to when you actually have a girlfriend. So once you break up with her, then let me know. Yeah. And then, like, just say, I need space until that happens. And then just, like, focus on yourself. Try to forget him.
Good luck.
Yeah. Good luck with that. But just keep listening to our podcast so you don't have to text him. Put your phone in the other room or just, like, tell your friends and be like, don't let me text him.
Right.
And then maybe he'll come back. Well, they always come back. First of all. He's either going to break up with his girlfriend and then, like, come talk to you. But then you kind of got to think, do I want to be with someone who was, like, flirting with someone else while they had a girlfriend? Because, like, is that going to happen to me?
That's my other thought, is that you... That's why I think you should be upfront with him instead of just, like, cutting ties with him without saying anything.
Yeah.
Like, I think
you need definitely to be, tell them why.
Yeah. Like, you need to be upfront. So that way, if they do break up, you can still be like, okay, but you need to like reevaluate how you handled this situation, because I don't want that to happen to me.
Yeah. Like, I would especially because communicate, you're in, then cut him off, then right. just wait.
Right. Especially because you're still in college. So like, you guys are going to go home for the summer. Is he from the middle of fucking nowhere, Indiana? If so, then if you guys get together and he goes back, then the same situation could happen to you.
Also, you got to stick with girl code. Like, imagine yeah, maybe you should tell the girlfriend. Yeah, maybe you should tell her, like, hey, he's been flirting with me. Like, my number one advice for anyone in the whole entire world is never let a guy come between girls. Even if you don't know the girl, like, you got to do the bigger thing and, like, be really the better person.
Horrible
and,
DM to receive.
Yeah.
That's or, like, hey, girl.
If you, honestly, I would talk to him first before you send that DM.
Yeah.
Because, like, nothing's happened. So, like, yeah. It could just be, like, whatever. But I would tell him, like, hey, I'm, like, not comfortable, like, that you have a girlfriend. Like, I like you, but, like, this is just not working.
Yeah, and
for
also,
me.
Like, maybe he's not even, he could even think he's not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
Like, that just could be his personality, in which case you could just be like, hey, it's making me uncomfortable.
Yeah, and then you just need to distance yourself, so then yeah. your, like, feelings can, like, die down. But if it, like, keeps going, like, just think, like, you would never want to be that girl, you know? Like, you'd never want to be the girl in Indiana. Okay. Like, yeah. Imagine how sad she would be.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, this has happened to me more than once.
Oh, God. I just think, like, I don't even know.
My junior year of college, I was talking to this guy. He had broken up with his girlfriend. Let me clarify. They had broken up. But they got back together right after I had been with him the night before. They got back together literally the next day.
Damn.
And he didn't tell me.
It's giving then, friends.
Yeah, it's bad. And then he lives in Colorado, and I moved here, obviously. And I saw him, like, once, but we, like, had messaged and stuff, and I thought they were still broken up. And then I found out he went to a wedding with her. And I texted him, and I was like, are you guys back together? And he was like, well, like, what do you want out of this? And I was like, no, are you back
together?
Answer
the question.
It's a yes or no question. And he was like, well, what do you want out of this? Like, he wouldn't answer. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's when you know.
And then they got engaged. So.
Oh, my God.
Moral of the story is.
See, and, like, you don't
it's not worth it.
You don't want to. Things like that are really messy. And you just, like, mm-hmm. deserve way better than to be involved in someone else's drama. And, like, you'll find someone who's, like, not needing to, like, sometime break up with their girlfriend to be with you. Yep. Like, you'll find someone who just loves you and wants to be with you, I promise. And, like, this just isn't your person. I don't think I'm really sorry to tell that to you, but
I will,
like,
say it's a fun
someone
story
had
though.
To
you'll have a good story now.
Yeah, you have a good story.
Look at me.
And also, I kind of want to know, like, how you found out. Like, did you
yeah,
did he
did
tell
you,
you?
Did, like,
his
did
friends
the friends
tell you? Like,
did you ask, like,
yeah,
what happened?
Please write back.
Also, I would like to know if he's from the middle of fucking nowhere, Indiana.
Yeah, like,
or
we
just,
need,
if she
need
is.
More information.
Or is she, like, in school in the middle of nowhere, Indiana?
I don't need more information to know to tell you what to do, but I need more information for, like, the story, like, the drama of the story.
Yeah.
But I'm really sorry that sucks. And just remember, like, you deserve way better than someone who's like, I'm probably going to break up with her and then maybe we can be together. Like,
yeah.
That is so stupid and ridiculous. Okay. Next.
But yeah, please update, because I'm sure everyone listening to this would also like an update. Thank
yeah.
you.
And we love you and you're a queen and...
Don't do what I did.
Yeah, like, you just think about, like...
Be an Aspen in this scenario, not a Kaya, okay? That's
you
the final
so
advice.
So much better. Like, I promise that someone out there is so much nicer than this person.
Moral of the story, be Aspen.
Thank you. Okay, this person says, hi, not a question, but I have to say, hearing Aspen talk about Casa Bonita just unlocked so many memories. I went there as a kid when my family would go to Colorado. The chlorine smell and awful food is so real, but the experience is unmatched. OMG.
Well, they're open again, so next time you're in Colorado.
It's so funny, like, I didn't think anyone was going to be able to relate to that, so thank you for writing in. Like, I just thought I was speaking into the void.
Right. Us every week.
Seriously.
Except for the question segment. I love this part.
No, like, it's so fun. Okay. Next person says, Upgraded was a 12 out of 10 rom-com.
Agree.
Would love to hear your thoughts. Camila Mendes was born to be in rom-coms. She's so funny and truly has chemistry with everyone.
I genuinely might watch it again tonight.
No, it's such...
I don't think Amber's seen it yet. So
it's like
we'll
a little...
It.
Like, it's not the best movie I've ever seen by any means.
I mean,
it's
pretty good,
it's
though.
So good.
It's really good.
Like, I literally finished watching it, and the next morning I woke up and I was like, I wish it was a TV show so I could like keep watching it.
It also kind of makes me want to like lie and see how far I can get.
Okay. It didn't make me want to do that.
But I mean, she got so far with that one little lie. It was crazy.
It was making me cringe, like not like cringe, like because it was cringy, but like, oh, they're going to find out. They're going to find out.
And you know the shoe's going to drop. Yeah.
And I had to like check myself and be like, you're not involved.
No, I always do that. I do that with every movie.
Like, I have to be like, okay, this doesn't affect my personal life.
I don't
life.
Know if you do this, but on planes, I lie all the time.
Oh, yeah,
like
all the time.
You're never going to see those people again.
All the time.
So, like, that was 100% something I would have done in that scenario. Especially if you got, like, upgraded to first class. Like, yeah, 100%. I'm going to lie about that.
Wait, this is, like, so realistic. No more that I think about it.
I know. And then, yeah, again, when are you going to tell him? Like, at that point, you're in too deep.
I do love Camila Mendes. Like, she's such a good actress.
I agree with that person that was, like, she needs to be in rom-coms.
She needs to be in, like, all of Netflix's, like, those type of rom-coms.
Yeah, she was a good rom-com main character.
Amazon has some good movies.
So that one just came out, and then okay.
Wait, I watched another one.
Okay, what was the one that you watched?
It was something about a girl who pretended to be another girl.
Oh,
did you watch that?
No,
it wasn't good. Okay. Don't watch that one.
There's one that's out with the girl that played Jane the Virgin.
Oh,
who was also in Someone Great.
Oh.
There's a new one with her.
It's called, I saw this on Netflix.
Yeah, same.
Players or something.
Yeah, and they like.
They like make plays to like
get everyone matched up or whatever. Yeah,
that one looks good. I need to watch that.
But there's also, okay. Did you watch The Duff?
No.
Aspen.
Isn't that Bella Thorne?
No. Oh. Actually, yes, it does. But she's not the main character. She's the mean girl. I love that movie. I'm like, if that movie has no fans, then I'm dead. Like, I might be the only fan of that movie.
Like, I'm not gonna lie. I've heard horrible things.
The concept is horrible, but the movie's so good. Okay, so the guy that's in that movie. He's also in the show on Amazon Prime about like, I think it's called Uploaded. Like when you, it's like about when you die and you upload your brain.
That show is so good. Have you seen that?
Yes.
It's so good.
So good. Okay. Yeah. So it's that guy.
Yeah.
I love him. Like I have a soft
spot. I love that show.
He's so cute. Like I love him so much. Okay. He's in a new rom-com and it's okay.
I'm scared.
He's in a rom-com. I haven't figured out if you have to rent it on Amazon Prime or if it's just available on Amazon Prime. I need to do more digging. I haven't had time to do that, but it's another one where it started as a Wattpad book. It got turned into a real book and now it's a movie. It's called Float.
Float?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He like teaches her how to swim.
Oh, that's cute.
But it was a Wattpad book and then it was a real book and now it's a movie.
Wow.
So we can add that to the list of
Wattpad Float's on my list. Does it look like better or worse than Upgraded?
I don't know.
Upgraded, like I liked the production of that movie. It was really good.
It was very good. It was really well done.
Yeah. Like, it didn't seem like it was, like, a Amazon Prime.
It was funny, though, because I saw it on TikTok, the Float one. Mm. And it was, like, a promoted video or whatever, and it was the guy. And he was,
you're like, there he is. Target audience reached.
No, I was like, okay, I'll watch the video. And it was funny, because he was like, this video is for someone who asked for me to be in another rom-com.
Stop. Literally you. That's all.
I know.
That's funny.
So funny. I was like, wow.
Okay, I'm adding it to my list.
Yeah. I'll probably watch it this week. Along with that other one.
This person says.
You need to watch First Daughter too.
Oh my god, yes. I literally have like so many things I need to watch.
If you have Hulu, it's also on Hulu. I saw it today.
Okay, I have Hulu. Okay, this person says. I was re-listening to an old episode, specifically the one where you talk about 1989 TV vault tracks before they were released. I don't know if you already talked about this, but Aspen was kind of spot on with her prediction for how Taylor would say slut at minute.
I think it's opposite.
Oh, at minute 2302. It sounds like
podcast.
It sounds just like it is at the very end of the song. Wow. First of all, thank you so much for re-listening to an episode. I read the submission and I was like, people re-listen. Thank you.
Like, had she already listened?
Yeah, she said re-listening again? Or he or they or whoever it is. Re-listening. And I also did think about that the first time that I heard Slut. Because that was like my prediction that I was telling everybody and I was right, so thank you for pointing that out. I love being right.
That's so funny.
I was literally like slut, and then at the end of the song she goes, if they call me a slut.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you did do that. We should do that again. We should do a comparison with our,
I know, I was thinking, because like, we never society. Like we like department. Pretended like we like knew what the songs were gonna be, but then we never listened back to that, so this time we need to do our episode about the album and like re-listen to what we thought they were going to be about and like compare the two.
Yeah, we should do that.
Because we recorded that already.
Mm-hmm.
Go listen to our episode from last week if you want to hear what we think the songs are going to be. I know. That's actually crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, this person says, what do you think the getaway car August, the other side of the door mashup means? I've seen people say rep in August, but also the fact that all songs involve cheating.
Okay, the other thing is this combo happened the day that it came out on Twitter that Joe allegedly cheated on Taylor with his co-star.
I don't think this is rep in August, like, then what the heck's the other side of the door doing in there? Like, yeah. I think this is strictly...
Oh, well, okay, no. I saw that someone was like, rep is on the other side of the door of the vault. And it comes out in August. That's what I saw somebody say.
I don't think Taylor thinks that much.
I think it's the cheating storyline.
I think it's like Taylor's like, well, truth's out. Here we go.
Yeah, which is crazy. The fact that it was the same day is insane.
Yeah, like, I really do. And that will bring us into... our first thing that we're going to talk about in our little pop culture update, which is the Eras tour that just happened. And Taylor had 288,000 people
total
at these shows. And also I saw videos of thousands of people outside the stadium, like 20,000 people. So like I think it was 96,000 a night.
Yeah.
And then plus like 20,000 outside, like how like half a million. It's insane. And now she holds the record for the biggest female concert of the decade.
Wow.
Which I think Lady Gaga held before.
Sly.
And this is a quote from Taylor. She says, I'm losing my mind over this. This is the biggest show we've done this tour or any tour. I'm feeling very lucky about that. And then another night she said, I don't know if you know how many 96,000 is. If we were to start counting, we would never get there. Like, that's actually kind of crazy.
It is crazy. Like, my brain can't...
Like, counting to 96,000.
Like, I feel like that's about TikTok, too. Like, when you get, like, a lot of views on a TikTok, I, like, can't process how many people that is, actually.
No, I know. I think about that, too.
Or, like, our followers on TikTok, I can't process how many people that is.
I know. Like, or that, like, people listen to this podcast.
My brain can't comprehend past, like, 400.
No.
Or actually, like, 1,000, just because we've seen 1,000 in a room for, like, Taylor Fest.
Yeah.
After that, I...
Done.
Couldn't tell you.
And even, like, at the Eras tour, like, they're all so small.
Yeah, like, it doesn't seem like people. No. Like, in my brain, I can think of how big our shows are in Little Rock and that, like, that show that sold out in Little Rock.
Or,
and
like,
that's the most amount of people I can comprehend.
Yeah. Or, like, when you go to a concert that's, like, not the Eras tour.
Yeah. But like, even that, like, something the that, only like, thing made I think me of is Little Rock.
When I went during, this is so niche, during You Need to Calm Down at the Eras tour, when you can see everyone's hands, that's when I can like finally comprehend how many people
that
are there.
People, yeah.
But like, imagine what she sees.
Yeah, it just like is very like
she
just
must
can't...
have such weird.
Yeah, it's very strange.
It's weird. Okay, the surprise songs. The first night were Red and You're Losing Me. First of all, Red is giving Chiefs.
That's crazy.
I think she played Red because of the Chiefs.
Okay.
And then she announced the Bolter variant of the Tortured Poets Department.
Yep.
And
which is funny because I don't know. I feel like that's such like an underwhelming announcement for a show.
No, I know it was funny. Like, I feel like she had to do it. And she was, well, she like was like, I wanted to show you something.
Yes,
and
I know. Everyone was that's like, what I'm saying. Like, everyone was probably freaking out. And
it
then
was
like,
just like another.
It's another variant of the vinyl with another bonus song. Like, that's.
I know.
Which, I mean, is exciting. But it's just like not. Like, when everything else she's announced at shows have been. New album or like
yeah new
Taylor's
albums
versions,
music videos
release dates music videos like and then
it's literally just a variant except for then she played You're Losing Me which is never been played before
right that
so
was
like they
exciting.
Kind of won with
but
that.
It was just so funny because I saw the pictures of her like with the because she was still performing You're Losing Me with it behind her and I was like the last time we saw this was like when she announced 1989 I was like this is just like such a underwhelming announcement
yeah
comparison. That's also like such a tease because like yeah everyone was probably freaking out and that's just like. And then also the fact, my other thing is, she made that whole deal about announcing it. And then, I mean, like, You're Losing Me is, of course, I would love to get You're Losing Me. Like, that's, like, top five of my songs I would want. But, like, I don't know if I was in that venue, I would assume she was going to play a song from the album or something.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Definitely. Because
she announced it. But that does kind of confirm your theory that You're Losing Me was supposed to be on this album.
I'm, like, positive.
Yeah,
now.
I agree.
Like, especially seeing her, like, play You're Losing Me with the, like, thing on the huge screen mm-hmm. in the background mm-hmm. of her like miserable
I agree for sure.
I just know one day she was like put out the song like I'm so mad and I'm so tired of people talking about Joe so then she was like here we go and the new variant is so pretty like the picture of her looks like the picture that she had in the Midnight's photo shoot And it says, you don't get to tell me about sad on the back.
Yeah, I got the CD version. I ordered Love. The CD.
And then she also said, quote, I needed to make this album. It was really a lifeline for me. It sort of reminded me why songwriting gets me through life. And she also said, I've never had an album where I needed songwriting more than I needed it for this album. She was basically just like, I was so sad. Well. Yeah. And this saved me, which is good. And then the next night she played Getaway Car, August, The Other Side of the Door. And that was a mashup. And then she played This Is Me Trying. And I saw a TikTok that was like, Taylor went to a club one time and now she's matching up all of her songs. And I was like, that's funny. So hard.
Okay, but they're all the same track number. All three of them. That's what that person said in their submission too, isn't it?
Did they? I don't think so.
Oh wait, no, they didn't, but I did see that they're all the same.
That's crazy.
Track number. And then same thing with the next night when she did Come Back, Be Here in Daylight, they're the same track number too.
Interesting.
So now, okay, so everyone said that. And then I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast, but someone mentioned that Afterglow was the same track number as The Alchemist. And in Afterglow, she says Chemistry Till It Blows Up.
And I was like, chills.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm seeing her after the album comes out. What if she just Afterglow with The Alchemist?
Wait, we need to look at more parallels of Lover and this album.
Yeah.
Because what if she, like, that's crazy.
Because if you guys don't know, when she did Come Back, Be Here in Daylight as a like as a mashup, she also did Teardrops on My Guitar. But she also took away the rule that she's only going to play songs once.
Yes.
That's why she's doing these mashups, so that she can like play more. So she's definitely going to keep doing them. So now it's like a possibility.
Yeah.
Like if she does Afterglow and The Alchemist, I'll throw up. If I get Afterglow with anything, I'll throw up.
I love that she's mashing up songs. Like, it makes it so fun.
Yeah, it does make it really fun.
She's really smart
like
for doing that.
It's just, like, an extra little surprise.
Yeah, she's really smart for
doing
that.
I hope she doesn't do it at every show.
No, but I like how she did, like, one of each, you know? Like, she played Teardrops on My Guitar.
Yeah.
But,
I wonder
yeah.
if she'll start doing it at every show.
I don't know. Maybe.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
This weekend.
I guess she didn't do it the first night, but she,
yeah,
also,
but she
like,
also
announced.
Had an announcement. Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we get into the People's Choice Awards.
Yeah.
It's been a while, but I think we need to talk about Harry Styles.
Oh, what's he doing?
Well, he has hair again.
Oh, it grew back. Okay, well, that looks really good.
Yeah, he looks much better. Thank God. He was at a soccer game the other day.
He looks normal again,
like,
everyone.
He looks normal, thank God.
Why
it was
did
such
he
a
shave
relief.
His head?
I don't know, but it was such a relief. I'm sure we'll find out eventually. But
maybe he was just like tired of like having hair.
There's a lot of talks about him coming back soon.
Oh,
like very soon. Yeah,
interesting.
I'm trying to. Yes, Harry Styles will begin making public appearances to prelude his new era HS4. He is equipped and ready to launch.
All right.
Which is, I mean, it's true. He is. He went to the soccer game. Also, like the fact that Harry and Taylor are both in their respective football eras.
I know.
It's so
I know.
Funny
true.
To me. But yeah, he's back. He's got his hair. Also, it was funny because a new photo of Harry dropped, and the way that people found out about it was because somebody was scrolling on Hinge.
No way.
And they had the photo on their Hinge account.
Oh
and
my
literally
God.
Somebody, like an updated
and
account
that's
how
they
it.
Found out.
Yeah, and an updated account posted it, and it was at the soccer game, and somebody posted it and said, thank you Alfie from Hinge for giving us another angle of Harry's new chop. And it's just so funny.
That is really funny. Everyone go look up the photo, or maybe we'll post it.
Yeah, I'll That's send it funny. To you so that we have it, so we don't lose it.
Everyone go look at our Instagram right now.
Also, before we get into the People's Choice Awards, we just talked about this earlier, but Bridget Mendler, our queen,
oh, yeah.
our Lemonade Mouth Disney queen.
And Good Luck Charlie.
Yes, of course. But if you guys don't know, she's like super smart. I don't even remember what she studied in college, but it was something crazy, science, engineering, whatever, something crazy. But she is officially a CEO as she launches her startup, Northwood Space. Northwood Space aims to create satellite ground stations that are designed with mass production and customer flexibility first in mind. And somebody quoted that tweet and said she has the most insane career trajectory of any Disney Channel star. And somebody posted it and said Bridget Mendler can get into satellites, but Elon Musk could never do Lemonade Mouth.
They're not wrong.
That's so funny.
She's a queen.
She is a queen. I love her.
That's so iconic.
But yeah, that is like the craziest career yeah, trajectory of anyone.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. I love you, Bridget Mendler.
Yeah, she slays.
Okay, so we're recording this on Monday. Last night was the People's Choice Awards. I didn't watch it.
I
kind of
either.
Wanted to, but
I was not well enough to be watching an award show. I was probably also in the air.
Yeah, very true. But I'm going to read everyone the winners just in case you didn't watch it either, because some of them are kind of like fun to know, you know? Taylor was not there, just so everyone knows. You probably know that, but just
honestly,
making that
most
clear.
Most people weren't there, I feel like.
I don't know.
There's
a lot of
TikTokers. I haven't
seen anything of it.
Billy was there. But did you see there's a clip of Billy saying, there's all the TikTokers over there. I don't know why they're here. Oh my God, it's so funny.
I love her.
Yeah.
That's iconic. Okay. Best movie. Also, just in case no one knows, People's Choice Awards are voted by the people. Like
right.
Us.
It's not like the Grammys.
No. So this is like what everyone thought. Best movie was Barbie. Best actress was Margot Robbie. Best actor was Ryan Gosling. Best drama movie was Oppenheimer. Best action movie was The New Hunger Games.
Sly.
Comedic movie, Barbie.
Sly.
Drama TV show, The Morning Show. Binge-worthy show, The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Sly.
Female TV star, Selena for Only Murders in the Building.
Sly.
Comedy movie star for Jennifer Lawrence for No Hard Feelings.
Sly.
Social media celebrity, Taylor. Right. Which is like... Okay, like I think it was like Taylor and a bunch of TikTokers and the Taylor Swift one. Like imagine being up against her. Like of course she's gonna win.
Yeah, that's funny actually.
Hip-hop artist Nicki Minaj, best female artist Taylor, best pop artist Taylor, collab song Aqua Barbie World.
Oh Slay,
that's, new yeah
correct.
New artist Ice Spice, best album was Guts, best song was Vampire, and athlete of the year was Travis Kelce.
So funny. Okay. This wasn't the People's Choice Awards problem, but one of the update accounts, like a Pop Crave adjacent account on Instagram, posted that Ice Spice won Best New Artist and Noah Kahan was up for it too. And they put the nominees in the post. Let me show you the story. They put the nominees in the post and they spelled his name wrong and they spelled it Noah Kahan.
No.
And he posted it and he said, "You've got to be kidding me," or something. Hang on. Yeah. He said, come on. And they literally said Noah Kahan.
Oh my God. That is so annoying.
Because it was like, Ice Spice wins New Artist of the Year. Nominees include blah, blah, blah. But he posted it and said, come on. And then he posted again. And he said, no shade to Ice Spice at all, by the way. Huge congrats. Just thought it was hilarious they got my name wrong. Which is like so funny. I love him.
I'm glad he clarified. Because
I know that was a very good clarification. Yeah. That was a very necessary clarification. It was just so funny. I was laughing.
But yeah, that was the People's Choice Awards. If you guys... watched and anything notable happened, please write in.
Love.
Because I need to know. Mm-hmm. Okay, our next little piece of news is that Selena Gomez has a new song coming out and it's called Love On and it's out February 22nd, which is the day after this episode comes out.
Also February 22nd, which would be tomorrow, is National Margarita Day. So check your local Mexican restaurants. They're probably doing a special.
Love that. Do you think she knew that it was National Margarita Day when she...
I don't know, but 222 is also a solid date to release something. However, have you seen the lyrics for it?
Oh, no. It's did bad. It get leaked?
I don't know if it got leaked, but they're not good.
It's just, like, interesting because she hasn't released an album in so long.
Yeah, but now all of a
it's
sudden...
It's just, like, random songs yeah. here and there all the yeah. time. Which is, like, you know, cool.
Yeah.
Like, single soon was, like, fun. But, like, I don't really listen to it anymore.
No, I listened to it, like, when it came out. That was pretty much it.
But love her beauty. Love her shows. Love her movies. Love everything that she does. Just, like, interesting.
Well, yeah. And, I mean, also the way she acts on social media is questionable.
Okay.
But.
This brings me to my next question. I have a conspiracy theory about Selena Gomez. Why does Selena Gomez have so many Instagram followers? Okay. Everyone just... We're talking about numbers. Try to comprehend this. Selena Gomez has 429 million... Instagram followers. That is more than Kim Kardashian, Beyonce, Taylor Swift has 281 million.
Yeah.
How many more? I can't do math, but like over 100 like, million more people follow Selena Gomez than Taylor Swift, who's on the biggest tour of all time, selling out every single like
yeah.
200 okay. million whatever.
I think I can break this down.
Okay.
Okay. First, it is shocking that she has more followers than all of these people. I will, and by that much, it's a lot.
Like the only people that are more followed than her are soccer players in like Portugal
yeah
and like you know I don't
where
know
they're
about.
Like internationally
yeah
okay my theory is because she was a Disney star she had a lot of kids on and that were like we were fans of her as children and then when Instagram came around it was always the younger people that started on the app and like even now it's still like a lot of younger people so like I don't know about you, but when I got Instagram, I immediately followed all the celebrities. Like those are the first people I followed.
Yeah.
So I think that has some, I think it's a lot of things. I think that has a piece of it. I think another piece of it is definitely the fact that the Hailey Bieber drama happened last year. That was huge. She got so many more followers after that.
Even like before that drama happened, she was the number one.
I'm just saying, I think there's like a lot of pieces that go into this. I think those are some of them. I also think that the way that she acts on social media right now is also probably part of it, because people want to see what's going on.
Okay.
But I think a lot of it is because she's like child who she grew star. Up with.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, I mean, she's best friends with Taylor Swift. Like, she's very relevant in.
And I guess she posts like real content.
Yeah. But also, again, she's in every industry. She's got makeup. She's got music. She's got acting.
True. True.
She was a child Disney Channel star that everyone loved. Like, everyone was obsessed with Alex Russo.
True.
So I think it's just like a lot of things going in together. But it is wild to me that she has that many. Yes.
Like, I don't. Of course, I think like she like. Like, I love what she posts, and like, I love her Instagram,
but it's
and
crazy.
Like, it's just like crazy to think that magnitude of people,
yeah,
like
insane.
Our demographic only goes so far, you
yeah,
know?
It's crazy.
Like, I wonder if like all my friends who like don't like follow pop culture follow her,
yeah, you maybe. Know?
Like, I guess, yeah, like, I could see it, just like 429 million is an insane number.
I do feel like Selena Gomez is like a very widely popular person,
and I guess, you too, know? Like, everyone was obsessed with Miley too, but then like she kind of went off the rails for a
right.
little.
And then there's also the whole Justin Bieber thing that was huge.
Yeah, true. It's just like interesting, like you would think like Beyonce would have more.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But she like beat Beyonce by a ton.
Yeah, again, I think there's a lot of
yeah,
the Justin Bieber thing was also definitely a part of it, because yeah. I mean, that was huge news.
And like she always just posted good content.
Yeah,
like it's very cute photos. Yeah, it's never really self-promotional either. It's all just like her
exactly.
life. It's like Taylor just posts like promotional stuff.
Well, she only posts work things.
Yeah.
At least on Instagram.
Yeah.
On TikTok, apparently, that's not the case anymore.
I know. Like, I miss the days when Taylor would post her life, but
yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Our last little piece of news is that the Met Gala was announced. It's going to be on Monday, May 6th. And the theme is the Garden of Time. And it's celebrating the new... It's celebrating Sleeping Beauty's reawakening of fashion. So the Garden of Time, I feel like, is going to be like florals.
Yeah, but I also think it's just kind of like revamping old designs.
Oh, I like that.
There's going to be a lot of like vintage things, I think, coming through.
I like
it
that.
It reminds me of like when Kim wore...
Marilyn Monroe. Yeah.
Like, I think it's going to be a lot of that situation. It's going to be a lot of like big rewearing...
That's cool.
...vintage pieces or something.
I like that. Yeah. I like this because like usually the theme I'm like, what is that?
Or like
upcycling. Like I can't comprehend. But this I like can understand the Garden of Time, you know?
Yeah.
And then the hosts are Zendaya, Jennifer Lopez, Bad Bunny, and Chris Hemsworth, which
so
don't
funny.
Really know where Chris Hemsworth came,
know,
but like
so
all the
Zendaya
others
Slay.
Make sense. Yeah. Zendaya Slay, Jennifer Lopez just released an album. Bad Bunny is always like super popular. And Chris Hemsworth, like okay, I guess.
Yeah, that's wild.
Like, no shade, but like it's just like an interesting choice for the Met Gala.
So in the Vogue article that you linked,
mm-hmm.
It says like all the photos are showing a lot of florals. However, there's also a lot of like ball
redone.
Gowns from 1949.
Oh my god,
so,
I feel like I'm gonna love this.
Yeah, so it says approximately 250 items drawn from the Costume Institute's permanent collection, some very rarely seen in public before, will be displayed in an entirely new way. The Met's innovative spring 2024 Costume Institute exhibition will push the boundaries of our imagination and invite us to experience the multi-sensory facets of the garment.
I love that. I feel like the outfits are gonna be really cool.
God, I hope so.
Because I kind of feel like this one's like easier to understand and like digest.
I think that every year though. Like this
last
is like
year though, I was like, what the heck's that?
Yeah, but I mean like every year whenever I look up what the theme actually means,
oh,
I'm
it's
like,
oh, this is gonna be good.
Right.
Yeah.
And then no one does the theme and it's so frustrating. It's very this I can't believe I'm making this comparison right now. But it reminds me of, I don't know if you guys, the 49ers that keep saying they don't understand the rules. It reminds me of that. Like, you could, I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen, but that's how I feel about the Met every year, because I'm like, did you just not understand the rules? Like, I looked it up and I understood, so I just, like, don't understand why these stylists don't get it.
Yeah, I get that.
Anyway, but
hopefully
yeah,
this year's
think,
our year.
So, like, the Sleeping Beauty is, like, the Sleeping Beauties of the past, you know? Like, that's the sleeping pieces that have been.
Do you think Taylor will go?
I hope so. When is it?
May 6th.
let me consult the Swift Alert app.
What if her and Travis went?
Oh God, please.
Then, and that was their first outing.
Please.
Then what?
Also, yeah, especially since like Rep will be the next re-record. That's so funny.
Yeah.
In a getaway car.
Think about the place where you first met me.
When is it, May 6th?
She goes on the red carpet and she says, think about the place where you first met me. Reputation out tomorrow.
She's off from March 9th until May 9th. So she'll have to be in Paris May 9th. However, she could definitely make the Met Gala.
I kind of feel like she might go.
I hope so.
Especially because that'll be like right when she's promoting her album. But yeah, I think that's it. That's all we had to say today. Except I have one more thing to say. Please go rate us 5 stars. It takes like 5 seconds and it would mean so much to us. And also, please tell your friends to listen because like we really need to make that ad, get that ad back. Yeah. And we need more listeners. And you guys can follow us on Instagram at Burning the Disco Down Pod and TikTok at Burning the Disco Down. And you can write in our anonymous question box anything that you want to say. And we love when you write in.
If you're listening to the podcast, like, let us know. Post it on your story and tag us. We love seeing those.
So
whoever
true.
Was listening to it in your house the other day.
Oh my God.
That was crazy for us.
So true. And I turned the volume on and it was just our voices in so someone's wild. House. And I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, it was crazy. That was a wild experience for us. So if you guys listen to it, share it to your story if you want to. That'd be cool.
Yeah, we love, or just like DM us a photo of you listening. Like, we just love to see where you listen and when you listen. Like, it means so much to us, seriously. Yeah. But I hope you guys have a great week. And maybe you could write in like something that makes you mad for our Mad Woman segment next week.
Yeah, we can read anything.
Yeah. And also please, 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 please write in episode ideas because our brains can only go so far.
To be fair, there's a lot going on right now, so that's working in our favor.
Yeah. I feel like we really have like had a good streak of episodes.
Yeah. I agree.
But okay, love you guys. That's all.
Yeah, love you. Bye.
Bye.